This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. Mr. Ibrahim arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti and Railways V. Somanna received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today warmly received his Malaysian counterpart Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim in a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Malaysia is the key pillar of India's Act East policy and a valued partner in the region. After that, the Malaysian Prime Minister visited Rajghat and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between Mr. Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry said India and Japan share special strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. The meeting will further deepen defence cooperation and bring greater depth to the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal underscored the significance of enhancing trade relations between India and Malaysia. During the India-Malaysia CEOs Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized various opportunities for deepening collaboration that could bolster trade and business ties between the two nations. The Union Minister pointed out the potential for increased cooperation across several sectors, including education, healthcare, infrastructure, tourism, the digital economy, e-commerce, and clean and sustainable energy. He highlighted India's progress in the oil and gas industries and encouraged Malaysian enterprises to explore the numerous opportunities available in these areas. Mr. Goyal stressed the importance of joint efforts in these fields to further strengthen the partnership between the two countries. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be issued today. 24 assembly constituencies in Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Dora districts will go to the polls in this phase. The last date for filing nominations for this phase is the 27th of August. The scrutiny of nominations will take place the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidatures is 30th of August and polling will be held on 18th of September. The final electoral rolls for the assembly elections in the Union Territory are likely to be issued today, with the number of voters expected to be close to 90 lakhs. The list detailing areas and electorates will be of particular significance this time, as the boundaries of many assembly constituencies have been changed following the delimitation exercise and the increase in the number of assembly seats from 83 to 90. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of this month. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit the ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program to the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share the input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 23rd of this month. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country over the next 3 days. Heavy rain has also been estimated for the South Peninsula region till tomorrow. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh till the 23rd of August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.